This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Election results from the world's fourth largest economy, that's Germany, are in. Victory goes to the center-left Social Democrats. They narrowly beat out the center-right Union Bloc. That's the party of outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel. Now, as in any election, there were a lot of top issues, but consistently near the top has been climate change, especially after those devastating floods, you might remember, ravaged Western Germany. And that is where we find my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig. She has been traveling through some of the worst affected areas, looking at how more resilient infrastructure could help limit the damage from catastrophic weather events in the future.
This is the sound of resilience echoing through the town of Bad Neuenahr Ahrweiler in Western Germany. It hugs the banks of the Ahr River, which this summer burst during catastrophic floods. Many describe the devastation as the worst in 100 years.
Also, dass hier alles wirklich von Grund auf erneuert werden muss.
Everything's got to be replaced from top to bottom. Heating, electricity, doors, windows, my stock. I've only got two tables and a mannequin left. That's it.
Martina Kleino owns a woman's clothing store and accessory shop called Clara. All that's left of it now, though, is the facade.
It was unbelievable what came through here. The mass of it. The force of it.
In this, the hardest-hit flood region in Germany, officials said at least 130 people died. Hundreds more were injured, and some are still missing. Many blame, in part, lack of advance warning, and German prosecutors have launched an investigation into whether residents were properly made aware of the risks and dangers of the storm. Now, though, focus is turning to ways to prevent storms like this from causing so much devastation, and the way the town rebuilds could help. A project about 125 miles to the southeast in the city of Offenbach could provide a blueprint.
We have large areas where the water can kind of rise and flood large areas, and that's very important that water can expand.
Ulrich Lemke is the project manager for a regeneration project at Offenbach Port that's turned the former industrial site into one focused on living, working, and educational spaces. He explained that the site has been designed to allow the river to expand while keeping residential and work areas higher off the ground.
We kind of build flooding areas, and then it's also important to have a lot of green spaces and not to put the water directly into back to the river.
Gerhard Hauber is a landscape architect who worked on the project. He's also a partner at the global engineering and architecture consultancy, Ramboll.
We need a massive change, honestly. That's important. We just need to shift the focus away from just building infrastructure that's easy to build, but if we integrate water management, it's not more difficult. You just have to introduce it in the very beginning.
For shop owner Martina Kleino, whatever shape the rebuilding efforts take, she is determined to come back stronger than ever before.
We hope, of course, everyone in the region hopes, that if this kind of catastrophe is going to happen again, that we really have time to protect our businesses, or whatever it is.
Despite the toll it's taken on herself, her town, and her business, Kleino has vowed to stay in the place she loves and is eyeing a grand reopening late next year. In Bad Neuenahr Ahrweiler, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.